ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Don Kranzer. Maseches Erechin is dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. David Siegel, L'Zchus Refuah Shleima Aryeh Chanoich Ben Reizel and Malka Kreindl Bas Reizel.
Maseches Erechin, Daf Tes Vav. On the mission on the bottom of Daf Yidalim and Beis, it says, B'shar Hamud, Shehem Es Ha'eved L'Hakul Ha'achmir, and Shar Hamud, which kills an Eved, is a Kul and a Chumra, Ketz Adach Shehem Es Ha'noah Shavavadim, V'Esar. Either way, the payment is lamed tzloim. Hemis ben chayr nois and shaviyov. Chovav bozev zeh nois and nezek shalem. The Biskrov is ma'irer that what's shayach a lashon of lahakel lahachmir by shloishim shel eved. Lachayr shloishim shel eved is a knas. The Gemara compares it to hemis ben chayr. Hemis ben chayr you pay kaifer. The kaifer is a tashlumin for the one that was killed. This is tam a knas of lamed tzloim. Over there it says Mekayif Yushas Olav, it's Pinyan Nafshei, Dmei Nizik. Over here it's no Shaychas, over here it's Namaknas. The Biskrova answered, Alpi the Rambam, Nuchas Nizke Momen, in Perikid Alf, Aloch Aleph. The Rambam calls Shloish Shaleved, B'Shem Kaifer HaAvodim. Kaifer is the main Nizka. So Mele, it's Domov Shaleved. But the Torah was Kaitsev, the Torah gave exact amount of Kaifer Shaleved, should be Lamed Tzloim. And Mele is Shaych, Lokal HaHachmer, because it's Tashlumin, for the Eved. What comes out is two important points. First of all, that the Lamed Shkolim that you pay is not just Stame Knas, it is Domov Shel Eved. It's Kiilu, the Torah said this is the value of the Eved, and therefore it's Lahak Lahachmir, because if it goes according to the value, it should really depend upon what type of slave it is. And still, the Torah Shtelded Avek, the Torah says that it's a set amount of Lamed Sloim. And secondly, that this payment is daimet to kaifer, which would mean that it's a payment mitzad the eved itself, and not just a schus of the bialim has in the eved. Just like kaifer is a kapara of the one that was killed, a kaifer ben chayrin, this the shloishim shel eved is also a kaifer of the eved. And by eved, it's lachal lachmir. It's not totally in the value of the eved. It's a set amount of shloishim shkolim. But it's a payment for the Eved. And Mamel, that's why it's a comparison to Kapara. Now the Biskarov also cleared in Stam Chavolot on an Eved Knani. When somebody is Chavol, makes a Chavol on Eved Knani, the halacha is that the money has to be paid to the Odin. So the Biskarov cleared a Shaila, if the side of that Chiyuv Tashlume Chavolot, is it daimed to every time a person pays Chavolot when he's Chavol b'chaveray? Just that in by a case of an Eved, the Tashlumin goes to the Odin, or is the Pshat that it's not a Din Chavlus? The reason why you have to pay is because it's as if you damage the Momin of the Eved, the Momin of the Odin. An Eved Knani is Mamainishal Odin, he belongs to the Odin, and just like if you would damage the furniture of the Odin, you'd have to pay him for being mafsid him mamin. So too, the Asayt Din of Tashlumi Chavlus of an Eved Knani is not like every Chavola Ba'almo. It's a din to pay the odin because you mazik m'maynai. You push it mazik, his money, his possession. The Biskrov brought a raya from the Gemara in Gittin and Daf Mem Beis. The Gemara over there talks about a ma'ukiv get shichur, where the owner, the odin, doesn't anymore own him in terms of mominus, but he still requires a get shichur in order to mutav bas chayrin. So he still has a chaloy shem eved, but at the same time, in terms of mominus, he does not belong to the odin. The Gemara says if you chayvel, somebody else is chayvel in that eved, then the money possibly goes to the odin. Now, if the chiyuv of chavolo by neve kanani is as mazik b'maynoi, l'chayre, there's no tzad in the world that it should go to the odin, because the odin doesn't have any more a kinyan mamon in this eved. He's a mu'ukiv get shichur, he requires a get shichur in order to be mutar bas chayre, and he has a chaloy shem eved on himself, but he doesn't belong to the odin. The odin doesn't have any more a kinyan mamon. So if it's the chiv is as pashat as mazik memoyne shel chaveroi, there's no avad. It would not go to the odin. The payment wouldn't be to the odin. He has no mominess in him. From the fact that the gemara is sad to say that there's a chiv and the chiv goes to the odin, it's a raya that the seira chiv is like every chavolo. It's just that the odin has a schus in that tashlumin. On the other hand, the b'skrov or the raya fakert, the gemara baba kama daf chavzayim and aleph speaks about somebody who puts a gachel as a coal. Aliba shel chaver, if you put a coal that could burn somebody, hurt somebody on somebody else's heart, you're potter, because the other person should have taken it away. He's responsible to misalik migufay. If he does not misalik migufay, that's not my chiyuv, it's his chiyuv, and therefore I'm potter. But if you put a gacheles al bigdoy on somebody else's clothing and it got burned, then you're chayv to pay. Why isn't there a taina that he should have been misalik, he himself should have been misalik the gacheles, he should have taken away the coal? Because the Gemara says, because he could think to himself, let it my clothing burn, I'll be teveim in din, I'll be teveim in bezdin. And therefore, there's a chiyuv, you mazik memoyne shel chaveiro. Over there in the Gemara, Rabbah clears a shaila, what about hiniach gacheles alev avdei mahu? If you put a gacheles on the lev of your eved, how do we look at that? Ke gufoy dami, oi ke memoyne dami. Is that ke gufoy, or is that ke memoyne? Now, Rashi explains what's kegufoy. Rashi says, v'miniach adam gacheles alev davdoi potter, shoye loy levet l'salka. The evet should have taken it away. Now, over here, the suffix in the Gemara, al karchach is midin mazik, not midin chavola. The shaila is, if it's mazik gufoy, or is it mazik v'maynoi? L'chayr, if the chiev of v'mchayvul b'avdoi would be regular chavola, regular dine chavola ba'alma, so the regular chavala, the chiv is mitzadi mechayvul in the eved itself. So of course he can't mechayiv somebody puts a gacheles on the eved himself because the eved should have taken away. Like every case of chavala, every time you put a gacheles on somebody else's heart or on some place where it burns him, he should have taken it off. But if the chiv is mitzad mazik memaynoi, then he can be done. Maybe maniach gacheles is considered like mazik gufoy. Or is it mazik memaynoi? So l'chayr from that gemara, it's muchach that the tashlumi of chavala of eved kenani has a chiyuv, at least, of mazik memoyne. Not just, it can't be only a chiyuv of tashlumi chavola, like kol atere kula, of chayv b'chavere. In the next Mishnah, still in the bottom of Yidalim and Beis, b'aynis mefate lahokil hachmir, keitzad, echad sha'onas upitas g'dayla shebi kuhuna, v'esakitana shebi Yisrael, there's no nafkemina, it's nice and chamishim sloim, v'abosh z'vapagam, Hakoylefi hamavayish v'amizbayish. The Biskrov is moir that the din is that you pay knas mitzad hanoas shchiva because the fact that you ma'anis her or mafater her, and besides that payment of knas, there's also a bayish of agam, which the Mishnah says is hakoylefi hamavayish v'amizbayish. So, fact the Biskrov, but the chayra the hanoas shchiva is the same gedel shivikahuna and ketana shibiyisrael. So with what is there, lahakil lahachmir, lachayr, lagabi that, they're both exactly the same. Lagabi vayish from his bayish, and nechanami, the Mishnah is mechalik, and says, hakoylem fi ham vayish from his bayish. But the oynis mefata, the knas of chamishim slaim, is the same as the hanoas shchiva, both in a gedoyla shabikuna or a ketana shabiyisrael. So what does the Mishnah mean that oynis mefata is lahakil lahachmir? Another interesting ha'ara. The Mishnah says that Baish Subagam is the Koyla Fi Mevayish from his Baish. Rabbeinu Gershom says, what does that mean? If you Mevayish Odom Choshuv, Eina Mishalim Kemoshim Biesh Hedit. It's not the same payment as if you Mevayish a Hedit. Inami says, Biesh Choshuv Mishalim Yoiser Mishim Biesh Hedyotis, which would mean that according to the first Pshat, the Busha of an Odom Choshuv is not so great as much as if you Mevayish a Hedit. And the reason is because the Adam Choshev doesn't really care what others say about him or think about him, and therefore he doesn't take it seriously, and there's less of a busha. On the other hand, the second shot is saying fakert, that Adam Choshev is so makbid on his covet that any pigia in his covet is mazik him much more, because he's machshev himself for an Adam Choshev as a very important person. Every word that's said to him is taken more seriously, and he expects much more. Those are the two pirushim of Rabbeinu Gershom. Rashi in Ksubas and Daf Mem says that an Adam Beinani, that's Mevayish, his bush is the greatest. More than an Adam Zoylel or an Adam Choshev. L'chayra, because it doesn't have the chisaron of Adam Choshev that doesn't take anything seriously. And doesn't have the chisaron of Adam Zoylel that doesn't take seriously for a different reason, because he doesn't consider himself anything. Beinani, his bush is the greatest. Rashi in Perek HaChoyvel, Rashi says an Adam Kal, that's Mevayish, that if a person is of lesser stature, when he shames somebody, his busha is a much greater busha than anybody else, even more than a Adam Choshev or a Beinani. And the Rambam in Perek Gimel, Chayv Mazik, also says that Adam Kal, that's Mevayish, Bushasai is Merubah. So we see in Rashi that there's a chili between the baishas maybe of Einus or Mefate to the baish of Nezikin. By Nezikin, we say that Adam Kal does Mevayish by Shosim Aruba, Mashenke of Einus or Mefate. The Bach and Cheshim Rishon, Simon Tov Chov, Taka understood Rashi that there's a chilik between them. There's a chilik between the busha by Einus Mefate and the busha of Nezikin. Remember, the Ran in Perek Ilanaris, the Bach brings it, asks on Rashi and says that L'chayr and Einus Mefate near in Hadvarmi says Shekol Shu Zoyla Yoiser B'Shosim Aruba. That means that he says he understands in Einus Mefate that also, if you're more of a Zaylel, it's to be more, there should be more Busha, which is fakir from the way that Bach wants in Medayik and Rashi. In other words, he understood even by Einus Mefate, whoever's a Zaylel Yaiser is more Busha. Now, the Biskrovich is Ma'irer, that in the Gemara's of War, that the Knas, that we said before, is Asa Noah Shchiva. So, in that, there's no Nafkamina. The Busha, Taka, we see Chilukim. We see, if anything, that in Busha, Mevayish and Mevayish, the Chilukim are determined according to who is Mevayish and who gets Mevuyish. Taisis is Ma'ir that there's a Chiluk in the Lashon between the Mishnah and the Gemara. The Gemara, when it talks about the Gedoyel and Katana, says, Yoimru Baal Bas Malochim Chamishim, Baal Bas Idyoitz Chamishim. That is, are you going to say the payment is the same for a bas malachim as opposed to a bas edyotis? In the Mishnah uses the expression a gedola shebe kahuna and katana shebe Yisrael. So Taisa says yesh teima ktsas the Mishnah toni echad a gedola shebe kahuna vechad a katana shebe Yisrael leis chamishim. Or maishna ochen the Gemara is mazke Gemara gedola bas malachim. And the Mishnah says gedola bishbe kahuna. Why did it change the loshen? The Riskrov says a teretz. Now the Mishnah is talking about legabe a hezek that you pass the kahuna. So there's a much greater damage, much greater hezek that she's nefselis the kohen gadol. But the Braisa is talking about legabe busha, legabe boishes. So legabe boishes, the Braisa speaks about bas malachim because in that there's a greater nafkamina in a busha of a bas malachim as opposed to the busha of a bas hedyotis. Rabbi Elazar Moshe in Agoyis answers differently. He says in the Mishnah, the Mishnah is teaching us a din Torah. Therefore, it said a rebusa chiddush in Kehanim that the Torah was moisif many miles in Kehanim. But when it comes to the Gemara is discussing how people evaluate it. When people evaluate Baish Begam, there's a greater evaluation of Baish Begam by Bas Molochim. So each one speaking according to the Sprach that it's coming from. The Mishnah in the Lefi, the Avonis HaTorah, and the Gemara in the Sprach of Bnei Adam. In the Ashmatz of the Groh, it says, "Linir devade bas malachim odif." Says the Melech koydim lekayin gadol. A bas malachim is greater bush than kayin gadol because the Melech goes before a kayin gadol. The Gro says, "Al mishum damrinam b'ksubis taflam tesam abeis." The knas atachs ksubasa. The knas is instead of the ksub. Amrinam the kehenas ksubasa dal meizuz. Lekach lechein amrinon gedel shevikuna. The reason why with Mishnah it says gedel shevikuna is because it corresponds the Ksuba. The Ksuba is much greater by a Kehanim than by Hedyotis. The Ksuba of a Kehanis is Dal Me'ezuz, and that's why the Mishnah chapped on is G'dayla Shebekahuna as opposed to Bas Malachim. But Be'etzem, a Bas Malachim is more, because the Melech is Tachem before a Kohen Gadol. Let us go now to Daf Tezvav Med Aleph. In the Mishnah it says that V'maitzi Shemra L'hokul L'hachmir, where is the Kul and Achur V'maitzi Shemra? Keitzad Echad Shaitzi Shemra L'gedela Shebekuhuna V'alketana Shebe Yisrael Naisin Me'a Sela. Nimza comes out O'im V'fiv. Talking is Chomor Mino Oysa Maisa. Talking is a more of a Chumra than Oysa Maisa because it's being V'maitzi Shemra is Me'a Sela. And Oysa Maisa is only Chamishin. And the Mishnah ends off and says Shekem Atzinu Shlein Eschatim Gzardin Alav Yisainu. The Gzardin was only sealed on our forefathers of Midbar, Ela Loshnara, Shnevi, Nasu Oisi, Ze Eser Pamim. The Biskarov over here is Ma'ir on the comparison of the Mishnah. The Chayr is not a good comparison. Maitse Shemra, when you say it, it's true, it's Befiv, it's not Ayde Maitse, but Maitse Shemra, Befiv is on the Eishas Ish. But the Oisa Maitse by Oines, on Ines Mefate, is on the Nara Pnuya, is not on the Eishas Ish. So, where's it Muchach that it's more Chomer when you Maitse Befiv? Maybe if you do a mais and a HS ish, who said that to be less than mi moitzi shemra? If you find that a mais and a HS ish is less than mi moitzi shemra and a HS ish, so they have a raya that a oimer befiv is chomer and a mais. Or if you see a mighty shaman, a pnuya, is chomer from Isa Maisa and a pnuya, like Einus Mephatis, then you see also that I'm befiv is chomer from Isa Maisa. But Maisa, we're talking about two different things. We're speaking about Aymer, mighty befiv on an Ashishish, and we're speaking about a Maisa that's done in a Nara. That's pnuya. So Enachanami, an Ashishish, is more chomer than in a pnuya. And still, why is the Mishnah saying that it's a raya that a Aym befiv is more chomer than a Isa Maisa? Let's move on to the Gemara. Tanya, Amra Balazar ben Prata, Boya Re'e, Kama Godel Koyach Shal Lashon Hara. Look how great is the Koyach of Lashon Hara, Minol Mi Meraglim, Umaha Maiti Shemra Al Eitzim Val Avonim, the Meraglim were Maiti Shemra on stones and wood. Kach, look what happened to them, and they caused the Klai Yisrael wasn't able to go into Eretz Yisrael. Ha Maiti Shemra Al Chaveirei Alachas Kama V'Kama. Somebody's Maiti Shemra on a person, it's much, much worse. So the Chayr, it's mevur in the Gemara that there's an iser to speak Lashon Hara on Eitzim Vavonim. The Chofetz Chaim in Klal Hesiv Kotten Zayin brings B'Shem the Yireim in Simen Kuf Tzadik Aleph that there's an iser to Yimaitzi Diba to say Lashon Hara al Cheftzei Chaveri, on the Chafatzim, the object of your friend, to say that they're Shvach HaZachim, they're not good, or to be negative in the description of even objects that belong to somebody else is included in the iser of Lashon Hara. The question is, what's the gather of this Isser? So in the Shiurim from David Soloveitchik is Ma'ir that where do you see that the Meraglim B'chlal spoke Lashon Hara and Eitzim V'Avonim? They spoke about Eretz Yisrael. They spoke about the people in Eretz Yisrael. The Bnei Gershom says that it's referring to what the Meraglim said, Orim G'doylois Uvitzurois Bashamoyim. The cities are great and fortified. They also said that the land is Eretz Eichelis Yeshveh. But the Chayra, where is the Lashon Hara in these words? Adarabba, they were praising Eretz Yisrael. They were saying the shvach of the cities of Eretz Yisrael, that they're very strong and they're very fortified. The stones are very, very powerful. They weren't saying negative. The Lashon Hara, the Chayra, was that they were saying Kodesh Baruch Hu is not able to go ahead and Chas V'Sholem accomplish that we should take over Eretz Yisrael. But where was the Lashon Hara on the Eitzim Vavonim? So you have to say that since the Goyim may be used, they built these cities, these fortified cities, in order to fight with Klal Yisrael, that was maybe considered something negative, that was maybe a Ra on Vavonim themselves, or they used it L'Ra. They used it for a not good purpose. They used it to bring out that Eretz Yisrael is impregnable, and therefore we shouldn't even begin to try to fight, and that caused that Klal Yisrael should not want to go into Eretz Yisrael. That was the Lashon Hara. It wasn't negative necessarily per se on the Avonim, on the Arim Gedolos of Itzuris Bashamayim, but with that they brought out a negative. The Maisa, we do find interesting that by the Isser to Yemenef Barzal Gab Mizbeach, to put metal on top of Mizbeach, it says in the Mishnah and Midos, the reason why the Torah asserted to be the son of Aleim Barzal is because the Mizbeach is Nivra LaHarech Yomer Shal Adam. The Mizbeach was created in order to lengthen the days of man. Now, even though barzel, even though iron on its own is a good thing, it didn't do anything wrong, there's nothing intrinsically like a chet or negative in iron, it's just used that way. But since many people use barzel to mekatzer yom v'shal adam, so it's called ra, and therefore barzel itself can't be used to put on top of the mizbeach. It's associated with ra. The barzel. No, intrinsically, there's nothing negative, nothing bad, chas v'shalom, in barzel itself. The Rebbeinu Shlom created it. But it's nivra had the purpose of the main purpose, or at least a big purpose that it's used for by people, is to mikatzi yodesh aladim. Therefore, that barzel, which signifies a kitzu yamim, cannot be used al gabim mizbeach. So, too, over here by the Meraglim, they said, orim abitsurais, that's considered ra, because they used it for ra. They used it to go ahead and bring out that Eretz Yisrael is impregnable. Eretz Yisrael is so fortified and so impossible to attack that therefore we should give up hope. And with that, they came out of terrible rishis of Lashon Hara, of negative talk that caused Klal Yisrael not to want to go into Eretz Yisrael. That's the Chayr. He understands where the Maitzi Shemra, where the Maitzi Dib of the Meraglim was on Eitzim Vavon. But possibly, maybe we could say another pshat in this Isser. The Chavetz Chaim brings other mekoyres for that you're not allowed to speak about Lashon Hara and Eitzim Avonim. There's a Rashi in Sanhedrin of Kuf Yudam Abayz that says the Aseres HaShvatim Einam Chelek Leilam Haba, because they spoke about the Gnus of Eretz Yisrael. And because of that, and this thing, they were punished in Nenshu Kimiraglim. You see again from the Rashi in Sanhedrin that there's an Isser to be Mesaper in the Gnus of Eretz Yisrael. There's a Mishnah Halachis. It's brought in the Kunjus Kavanaki, published in Tavshnayim Beis, that was Medaik from the Lashna Rosh in the Orchis Chaim. That's in Ois Pei Gimel, that says, Al Toitzi Diba V'Loshen Hor Al Shum Beria. You can't be Moitzi Diba, you can't say negative, you can't speak bad, and all say Loshen, any Loshen Hor in any creation, which is Mashman, any Bria in the world, even a Doimim, even its non-movable object, even an inanimate object. Chaya, Oifis Beim, Akolshka, and you can't say Loshen Hor. And then Shuvah's Chut HaShoni, in Loshen Hor, Amid Shin Nun Vav, he says that the whole Isser is only if a Tetzah from the Dibur on that Chefetz will come at a Ganai and a Nezek Labailov. In other words, per se, the way he understands it, there's no Isser Be'etzem to speak about a stone, to say a negative thing about a stone. There's no Lashon Hara Be'etzem on Eitzim Avonim. But if, as a Tetzah from that Dibur on Eitzim Avonim and so too on the Chafotzim of your friend, will come out a Ganai in my cause harm to the owner, that's Lashon Hara. But otherwise, there's no Is Lashon Hara in the Chayfetz. And Fakert, he brings a Rai from the Meraglim to this. Because the whole Lashon Hara of the Meraglim is only so that Klal Yisrael should not want to enter Eretz Yisrael. And that caused the terrible cast that the Rebbeinu Shalom had in Klal Yisrael and the Bechil Edoiris. That's called a Gnai. Kav Yochel on the Rebbeinu Shalom that he gave us Eretz Yisrael. And obviously, if the Rebbeinu Shalom promises Eretz Yisrael, he'll be able, there's no Shaila that the Rebbeinu Shalom will fear us and will be able to go into Eretz Yisrael. And they cause that we shouldn't see it that way. So they use the Eitzim V'Avonim L'Ra. But that means that it caused the damage, it caused the Hezek to the Bailam, it caused the damage. That is the Lashon Hara. But not the Eitzim speak about Eitzim V'Avonim. So L'fi Zeni B'chalal the Kasha is not Shver. When the Meraglim said, Orm Gedeos of Itzurois by Shomayim, and they said Eretz Yisrael is Eretz Yechels Yeshvehi, that's a Gnai Kav Yochel on the Rebbeinu Shloim, on the Bailim of the Eitzim V'Avonim, on the Bailim of the Orm Gedeos of Itzurois, on the Bailim of Eretz Yisrael. Who is the owner? Who is the Bailim of Eretz Yechels Yeshvehi? Who's the Bailim of the Rebbeinu Shloim? The Rebbeinu Shloim is giving Klal Yisrael Eretz Yisrael. By you saying Lashon Hara and the Eitzim V'Avonim of Eretz Yisrael, you're causing a Hezek, you're causing a damage, you're saying Gnai to the Bailim. And with that, you cause a terrible hesed for Klal Yisrael. And that's the Isser. So, if he's there, there's a very fine chilek. It means there's no be'etzem Lashon Hara on Eitzim V'Avonim in itself per se. You could say something negative about stones. You could say something negative about wood. You could say something negative about somebody else's car or somebody else's object. But if it's going to cause any hezek or any gnai to be thrown upon the owner, or because of that something else will come out of damage to him, that's nichlal on the iser of Lashon Hara. But the Maisa, we do find that it's not roi lasas ken. It's not right to go ahead and speak negative, even on inanimate objects, even on Eitzim Avonim. In the Sefer Dvash Lafi from the Chidah, it says that even when in a case where it's not Goyer Nezir Labailov, but still ain roi ladab Lashon Hara Eitzim Avonim, it's not a proper mahalach, it's not a proper midah to speak on Eitzim Avonim. But that's not the Isser Lashon Hara, in a chenami. This Lashon Hara is only where it causes a hezek, or it's ignited to the bailim, to a human being. Not be'etzem, that saying on Eitzim Avonim should be nichlal the Isser of Sipur Lashon Hara. But it's not a dover roi. The Altam Slobodka says the Torah taught us in the Chedim Meraglim that it's nich, that in the Isser Lashon Hara is nichlal, that you shouldn't speak any gnus, you should always speak properly. And the male, a dibur, speaking on a daimim also has to be spoken properly, you can't speak negatively. So they were also understanding that the etzel lashon hara of the meraglim is not the negative words on the etzel avonim. That's not the nekuda. The nekuda is that was negative talk, and that negative talk for Eretz Yisrael caused a terrible destruction. In the Medrash Rabbah in Pashki Seitzei, Perek Vav Test, it says that even though the words are afshin nemar liselech rochel ba'amecho, even though it says liselech rochel ba'amecho, which means that you're not allowed to be like a peddler and speak rechilus ba'amecho in Klal Yisrael amongst Yidden, but it says even on a goy you shouldn't speak lashon hara, because if you margal yourself to speak lashon hara in a goy, in the end you're going to speak lashon hara alamecho also. So again, it doesn't mean that that's the etzem isser of lashon hara. There's no is lashon hara on a goy. the yovel lav, lav and nasei, the nichlan lashnara. But if to be margir yourself, speak lashnara on a goy is not a right practice, because that'll bring you to speak lashnara on Klal Yisrael also. Yodua also, the famous Chavis Halvavis in Shara Kniya, in Perik Vav, brings Maisa b'chassid echad, Maisa with a chassid that was passing by with his talmidim, and they bumped into a nevela, a carcass that was lying on the floor, and it was very masriach, it was very smelly. The talmidim said, "Kam misareches nevela zois, look how smelly is this carcass." So the chassid responded, and he said, "Kama levonim shineo, look how white are its teeth." And the Chavis Halvavis wants to bring out from this Maisa, the Chassid Echad, that the Chassid wanted to be Mechiach them. He was being Mechiach them, he was rebuking them. They should not become Rogel to speak Ra, to speak anything negative on anything in the world. Because then it would become a nature, become second nature for them, and then eventually they'll come out speaking Gnus on Anoshim. So it was Mitzad Midois, not Mitzad Isuri Loshnar. Is Loshnar alone, it would not be Kailal to say something negative on an etzem, on a doimim. But if you speak negative on a doimim, that midah will bring you to speak lashon hara, and therefore it should be avoided. And al pi derech hamusar, the Chavis Halvavis is saying that's not the correct hanhaga. Sefer Zichron Gavrila brings a ma'aseh of the Chofetz Chaim that he had a guest, and the Chofetz Chaim brought to the guest, he brought him black bread instead of white bread. And the guest said that the black bread is not good. So right away, the Chofetz Chaim started expounding on the milus, on the advantages of dark bread. He said, 3 milus of lechem shochar, dark bread. And he's meisim, and he said, so it comes out, what you said was lashon hara. That means, again, it's not the etzim isser of lashon hara, even though the reim is yes mashm like that, that the is lashon hara, is this lashon hara on a domain. But the way we're explaining it, the could be the is lashon hara itself, is not koil saying on a domain, but it's a wrong mahalach, it's a wrong way to misnai, because that comes, it come from there will come out that you'll end up being lashon hara. But or according to the Rambam, it's mashma that there's etzem lashon hara an actual domain. In either case, whichever way you understand it, either way the mekoyer is from the meraglim, because in lashon gemara is ma'amaiti shemer al etzim va'avonim kach, which is the lashon pashut lashon gemara is taka mashma that there's an is of lashon hara and etzim va'avonim. They spoke negative and etzim va'avonim. That's also nichlal in the is lashon hara, which is really the mashmois of the. Of the Iran that the Chavetz Chaim brings, that is the Isutim Mighty Diba al Chefzi Chavere. But according to the Rashi and Mishnah Lochis and the way the Chotan Shani understands it, the Is is not actually speaking on Eitzim Avonim, but that Hanhaga is not a correct Hanhaga, and that will lead to Yisui Lashon Hara. Let's now go to the Gemara Nam Beis. The Gemara Tes Bam and Beis brings a memorum, Rabbi Yechanan, Mishra Rabbi Yisim and Zimra, called Mesaper Lashon Hara Ki L'Kafar Be'ikar. Anybody who speaks Lashon Hara, it's as if he was Kofar Chas V'Sholim in the Rebbein Shalom. Shneem Hashamul L'Shanenu Nagvir Svaseinu Itanu Mi Odein Lanu. The Pashsa Gemara is Mashma that the Etzim Chet of Lashon Hara is already considered as if he was Kofar Be'ikar. It's a Gevaldik Achidish that should blib a Kfir in itself. Yushalmi and Peya, and Perik Alf Aloch Alf is Geiris in this memra. Rabbi Yisrael ben Zimra as follows. It says, Zeshu oimer lashon hara, the person who says lashon hara, einoi oimer ad shekofer be'ikar. He will continuously say until he's kofer be'ikar, which is mashma that mitchila, he's first he's kofer be'ikar, and then he says lashon hara. In other words, Zeshu oimer lashon hara, somebody who says lashon hara, he wouldn't say einoi oimer. He doesn't say ad shekofer be'ikar. First he's kofer be'ikar, and then afterwards he speaks lashon hara, which is also a tzarachin. L'chayr, we find a lot of people that speak Lashon Hara before they come to Madrega of being Kofer Be'ikar. The Rambam in Hilchos Deis, in Perek Zayin Halacha Gimel, brings the Memra like our Giras, and not like the Giras of the Yerushalmi. It brings that Kol Mesaper Lashon Hara is Kilo Kofar Be'ikar. And the Rambam in Soif Hilchos Tumas Tzaras, at the end, he says that Zeu Derech Yeshivas HaLeitzim HaRishoyim. This is the way of the leitzim, of the wicked people, but tchila mar medivrei havoy. First they speak foolish talk, and then mitoichkach, afterwards boyim l'sarpe b'gnus ha-tzadikim. Then they speak about the negative, they speak negative and derogatory about tzadikim, righteous people. Umitoichkach yilen kergel l'daber neviim, v'liten bem doifi, and then afterwards it'll come, and they'll speak about the neviim, and say not good things about them. In the end, they're going to come to speak about a Kaddish Baruch and be Kaifim Beikr, which is in the Rambam's word, the exact opposite. That the Kavani is that through Lashon Hara that you speak, eventually you come to be Kaifim Beikr. Maybe that's what the Yerushalmi means too. Maybe the Yerushalmi also means when it says, Zeu Shoim Lashon Hara, Eino Yoim Racha Kaifim Beikr, doesn't mean Eino Yoim, he doesn't say Lashon Hara unless he's Acha Kaifim Beikr, unless he's Kaifim Beikr first. Somebody says Lashon Hara, Eino Eimer means he doesn't say Lashon Hara alone. It won't just stop there. It'll continue until he comes till to Kfira. And eventually end up being Kaifer Be'ikr. The Maritz Chiyas stelt to the Rambam in Hilchos Tumas Saras to explain our Gemara. That means that Maritz Chiyas understood our Gemara when the Yechon and Seb, Shem Yechon and Zimra call Masap Lashon Hara Kilo Kaifer Be'ikr. It also doesn't mean that Lashon Hara itself is like a kfir beikr, but Lashon Hara will bring to being kfir beikr. That's not the pashas of Lashon Gemara. Now, could be, we could explain the memra, kipshutai, that the whole siva why you speak Lashon Hara al-Khaver, why do you speak Lashon Hara al-Khaver? Because you're not mami, you don't believe that everything comes from a Kaddish Baruch Hu, and everything is l'toiva. If you have a perfect maimin in the Yesoidi Hamuna, and you mark it that whatever happens to you is from directly from a Kaddish Baruch Hu, and it's l'toivascha. So what's the point about speaking Lashon Hara, speaking negative about the other person? If your friend did something to you or hurt you or caused you pain, it's like they say, a mata caused you pain, a stick caused you pain. Like David HaMelech said, Hashem Mengeru, Hashem Amalei Kalel. The Rabbeinu Shalom is the maka. The Rabbeinu Shalom is the one that's causing you the discomfort and the inconvenience or even the pain or the yisurim or the terrible afflictions that might be associated with this. And all that means that you're observing Noilam Hazeh just means that's all it is. It's like a stick, Nibiyata Makkah. Every single matziv that happens to you, that you find yourself in, is from the Rebbeinu Shlalim, the Ashkoch is Mudukdekes, Ma'id Ma'id, and Slikakoy L'Toyva, Kalman Davrachman L'Toyva. So if a person would be a perfect Maimon, then there's no point in saying Lashon Hara. Nothing is negative. It's only L'Toyva. Whatever happens to you, whatever you see, is all L'Toyva. And Bechlal also, Kadosh Baruch Hu is not boirei anything that doesn't have a tachlis toiv. And Be'elim Leseit say harois va'toiv. So maybe that's what the Gemara means. Amar Be'echem Shem Yisem Zimra Kol Masap Lashon Hara Ki'ilu Kafar Be'ikr. It's a Ki'ilu. It's not mamish, but it's Ki'ilu Kafar Be'ikr because your talking is meir that there's a chesaron. You're emuna. You're not maimin that everything is meisa Kadosh Baruch and everything is l'toiva and everything is bashkachasi is barach. If you would be a perfect maimon, then you wouldn't have any need. And fakeret, not only you wouldn't have any need to say Lashon Hara, but you wouldn't say Lashon Hara because you would see that it's l'toiva and it's not l'ra. There's a little bit of mashmois to this understanding from Rashi, because the Gemara tells the pasuk that how do you know that the kol masap Lashon Hara is kila kafir beikr? It says Asha amr lil shaynenu nagvir sifaseinu itanu miadin lanu. Rashi teaches. It's kemisha aimer mi odin lanu, the kai from Baker. In other words, they're just saying Lashonin Nagbe, they're talking and they're telling their tongues to go ahead and say Lashon Hara. But it's like as if they say mi odin lanu. That speaking is indicative of a chisar in Nemuna and Kilo Kofa Baker. The next Gemara, he says, Amrav Yasim Zimra kol masap Lashon Hara negoin boin alav. Famous Gemara, Lashon Hara causes Tzaras. Shnei Maloshni v'sei Sereyu Oisei Atzmis and says Letzmisus. That means a Chalutin. That's a remez to Negoim. The Chavetz Chaim in Shmiras Haloshin Shar Zechira Perkeim Perikvav. He speaks by Riches that even though today we don't see Nega, we don't see Negoim, we don't see Tzaras. We see many people Nebuch speaking Lashon Hara, and there's no Negoim. Only in Bzman Beis Hamikdash there was Negoim. Now there's no Negoim. He explains that Bzman Beis Hamikdash we had a Kain. First the Negev went al Beisai on his house, a sign that he should do tshuva, and then afterwards al Bigdai, like the Medrash, v'achkach al Gufai, and the Kohen would tell him divrei kivushin, the Kohen would give him Musar, and the Kohen would force him to do tshuva, and he would shove a tshuva shleima, and the Negev would go away. He says, nowadays, we have no Kohen. If chas v'shalom, there would be a Negev on a person, it would remain forever, because the Negev could only go off with Taras HaMetzaira, and Negev could only go off with the Kohen forcing you with Ayidei Dibur and Lashon Hara. But the Chavetz Chaim says, although there's no external expression of Tzaras on a person when he speaks Lashon Hara, but the Tumas HaNegev that comes Ayidei the Chet is still Dvuka B'Nafshoi, it's still attached to his Nefesh. It's just not boilet. It doesn't show itself out on Gufim Bachutz. He says, that's what it means in the Medrash, Shoim Mitzaras Nafshoi. Shem Pivul Shayne Shem Mitzaras Nafshay. The Medrash says Shemer Mitzaras Nafshay. From the Tzaras, from the Nega, and the Medrash uses a Lashon Nafshay, the soul. A Chayr should say Shemer Mitzaras Gufay, not Mitzaras Nafshay. The Chavetz Chaim teaches because there's always a Tzaras, a Nega, that's Medabik itself to a person's Nefesh. If a person protects himself from saying Lashon Hara, he's protecting his Nefesh from that Tzaras. So it comes out that really we're worse off today. Because today we have the nega, but we don't have the way to take it off. It doesn't show itself. It's only benafshei, but it's still there. And the Bermaim Chaim, the Chavetz Chaim, the Psicha, and Lav and Sivkon Gimel is mistopic by a Shemeah. A Shemeah that's not in Baliba, even though he's quiet, maybe he's also mekabel this tzaras. The Mefarshim ask, what's the Mida Keneged Mida that if one speaks Lashon Hara, then negoin boin alav, he gets tzaras. Why is tzaras leprosy? Why is that a mida keneged mida to the chet of Lashon Hara? Many mefarshim explain. I'll pide the gemara later in after Zayin Mabez, where the Torah says, "Badad yeshev michutz lamachne moishavai." A mitzayir has to go out of the gimel machnes and stay alone. The gemara says he was mavdil benishli ishtoi bin adam lechavera. He was mavdil between people. He made fights. He caused dissension and machloikis by his words of Lashon Hara. Therefore, he must go and sit nichutz l'machane. So, tzaras, negoyim, which forces a person to go chutz the gil machaneis, is a takana, is a refuah, is a mida keneged mida for the person who spoke Lashon Hara and he caused machloikis. We could possibly add another explanation based on the sukkim in Tehillim. In Kapitel Nun Beis, he said, he spoke Lashon Hara. And the Psukim say, Matisal Baroa Gibor, Chesed Kel Kalayoim, Havois Tachshev Lishainecha, his tongue, Kisar Melutosh Oisremia. Compares the tongue, the Lashon, that speaks Ra, like a tar, like a blade, Melutosh, that's sharpened. Oisremia does bad things, does causes destruction. The Loshain mirma, the Loshain is of deceit, is compared to a sar melutosh, is compared to a knife. So we see that a person who speaks Lashon Hara is daim, is comparable to somebody who takes a sharp knife and cuts into basar achai, cuts into flesh. By Taras, by Miriam, it says also Loshmai ochel chatzi besorei. The dimming, the comparison between Lashon Hara and Negat Tzaras is because Tzaras is in the Basar HaChai, and when a person speaks Lashon Hara, he's also being Chaytech in the Basar HaChai. Now, Be'emes, this is a rem, there's a remez here. The Negat Tzaras that comes because of the Diburi Lashon Hara is to show us that it's not the way we think. A person thinks that when he speaks, he's not really accomplishing anything. It's just a Dibur Ba'alma. What's the big rash? What's the big tumult about a few words that come out of a person's mouth? On that, the Torah is megala that the diburim, the words of Lashon Hara, apoyel, they accomplish in the physical world, and they cause negoyim to come in gufa, on the gufa of a person's body. Every dibur and dibur of a person is poyel achalois in this world. We know from the parsha of Nedarim, l'yachal devore, that is poyel achalois, it requires to have a het in Nedarim, and yoyev alav b'yachal, if you go against the words that come out of your mouth, the words that you say are mitzius, are factual in this world. They create, have an effect in this world, the toiv uchas shom lehepach. And therefore, it's very well understood the mida kenegan mida of negoyim correspond to Lashon Hara. Because the diburim, the words that you say, are nizgala, are revealed luchutz in the oifen of a choyle of a sickness. And like the Rabban says, that it's not really like a regular choyle aguf, it's a choyle anefesh, but it is a choyle. And the Goyin writes in the Igeres that the way to conquer, the way to deal with Lashon Hara is to understand the chashivas of a dibur. He says, "There's bali gadfins malachim that are hilchanetsa kolodim v'adam go are with a person all the time." The koysim called dibur v'dibur, and he writes, "Val called dibur v'dibur tzorg l'skaleh misoyf elam v'atsoyfo v'chol teiroiso v'maisa v'atoyv meinam speakable dibur echad yetsa mepiv." All to show us the chashivus of dibur. That dibur has an effect just as much, if not more, as an act that a person does. And v'horaya that if chas v'shalom a person speaks lashon hara, then he's nenash, and he gets negoyim. In the next Gemara, the Gemara speaks another comparison of what Lashon Hara is. Omrei Shlokish, Ma'i Dechsiv, Im Yishoy, Chanochash, Balay Lachash, Uma Yisrin, Labala Lashon. Lost love him skatskal chai, so voice said till Nochosh, all the chayas come to the Nochosh, Vimris, they say, Ari Dairis, Vaichel, Zev Tur, Vaichel, the animals they kill and they enjoy their prey. Atama no yeshlcha, what a no do you Nochosh have? Omalahem, so the Nochosh says back, Vichima Yisroin Lebal Haloshin. I heard Bashem Abba Yashiv to explain this Gemara, Mishach Nochosh play Lochash, Mayisimal Loshin, that the Indian is that a Nochosh bites for two reasons. Either stanti and mazik, where it bites, but it doesn't even eat it, just to put in a poison to cause a damage. Over there, there's no hana. But there's also sometimes that a nachash bites in order to be able to eat. But we know that a nachash, when he bites, when he eats, all he is toyem, all he tastes is tam offer. The Gemara says, Newman, daf ayin hey, that kol masha nachash oichel toyem by tam offer. He always takes earth. So then, even when he bites in order to eat, he also has no hana. Rabbi Yashiv said that by Lashon Hara we find both of these types of instances. Sometimes a person speaks Lashon Hara in order to take nekama, take revenge of somebody else, or to cause somebody pain or hurt, and without any te'elas, just damaging. So he's damaging somebody else, he's causing somebody else tzar without any hana. But there are times when he's mechavim for his own te'elas. He's in competition with somebody else, and he wants to put somebody else down, or he wants to show somebody else in a not a good light in order to promote himself for a benefit. He should know that even this Lashon Hara, there's no te'elis at all. Since HaKoyel is an Hashemayim, he can't be Moisiv or Mimagareya, and therefore he has no Ano. So he says, that's the Pasuk, Ma'itim Lecha, or Ma'yosiv Loch Lashon Remiah. Ma'itim Lecha is keneged, the first way of speaking Lashon Hara, where a person speaks and he's not mechavel te'elis. He's just speaking Lashon Hara to cause somebody pain and damage or to hurt somebody, chas v'sholem. Ma'itim Lecha. And then the Pasuk adds, Ma'yosiv Loch. Even if you think that you're going to speak Lashon Hara and you are mechavim for your te'elis, you think you can have a benefit, that you'll get the job, or you'll get the promotion, or you'll get the deal, or you'll make the sale, and the other person won't, so you mechavel te'elis, but lemaisi you should understand, you should know that you will not have any benefit. Since HaKoyel is nigzav in HaShemayim, ma'yosiv loch losh rimiyah, you can't add anything. And that's the comparison, says Rabbi Yashiv, to the nochosh. Ma no yesh locho le nochosh, because mimonoshoch, if the nochosh is noishech just to be mazik, for sure he has no ano. And even if the nochosh is noishech to have ano, to eat, he's only toyin tam offer. He has no ano lemaisa. Just like nochosh has no ano lemaisa, cannot benefit himself, so too my yisrael bal haloshin, he cannot create for himself anything more. He cannot benefit himself with his words lashon hara, whether he has intention only to hurt, or he even has intention to benefit himself. He still will not benefit himself at all. And of course, we know the Gaon says the opposite is true. The exact opposite is true. The Gaon writes in the Igeres Hagro that if a person does not speak, that's where he causes himself the greatest te'elis, the greatest benefit. And his not speaking is what is his key to Olam Haba. He says, Kol rega v'rega shodem chaysim es piv. Every moment, every second that a person controls himself and does not speak, he's zoich lo'ir ha'gono sh'en kol malach ha'ber yechon l'shar. So we see that it's the exact opposite. That when a person holds himself back from speaking, where he thought that his speaking, even where he thought that his speaking might cause him a benefit to promote himself over on somebody else's expense, it's the exact opposite. If he won't speak, he'll cause himself the greatest benefit. In the next Gemara, a little further on, the Gemara speaks about a comparison of what's the takana, what's the eitzah for Baal Lashon Hara. Om Rav Chom Rav Chanina, ma takanos shem sapri Lashon Hara. The Gemara says, im Talmud Chacham hu yasik b'teira. If he's Talmud Chacham, he should be oisik in teira. Shnei marpe Lashon eitz chayim, vein Lashon Lashon Hara. Vein chetz, shenema chetz shochet l'shoinam, vein eitz ala teira, shnei meitz chayim il machazikim bo. And vim amoretz, if he's an amoretz, yashpil daita, he should lower himself. The question is, the obvious question is, that a person speaks Lashon Hara, the Gemara is asking, what's his Eitzah? L'chayr, he has to do tshuva. What does it mean? Talmud Chacham hu yasek b'teira. So we could understand that it means that the Iker is to use his peh for divrei teira, not dvarim b'teilem, and kolshki not to say gnus al chaveroi. Somebody who's a Talmud Chacham has to understand the purpose of his peh, that is to go ahead and use it for divrei Torah. Somebody who's not a Talmud Chacham has to understand that if he's machni himself, then he won't end up speaking about other people. But l'chayra, how is that a takana for the Baal Lashon Hara to go ahead and be oisik in Torah? L'chayra, we can answer, And say, Nachanami, Avada has to do tshuva, kedasu chidin. Avada, there's no question that a person who speaks Lashon Hara has to do tshuva. The kavanah of the Gemara is taka, ma taka nosai. What's the eitzah for him? He can't stop himself saying Lashon Hara. He's constantly saying Lashon Hara. We're not speaking about ma tshuvosai shal ba'al Lashon Hara. The tshuva ba'al Lashon Hara, he has to do tshuva. But what's the eitzah for him? What's the taka nosai? What is he supposed to do to prevent himself from coming to Lashon Hara? The answer is, yasi b'divrei Torah, he has to be yasi in Torah, and use his deep for Torah, and then he won't end up being nichshal in Lashon Hara. The Marshal Taka says that it means yasik b'Torah, that Torah is megan, Torah protects. Torah accomplishes that it stops him from coming to speak Lashon Hara. Not just that he's using his tongue for Lashon Hara, and for Limud HaTorah, and Meili is not going to use it for Lashon Hara. Or that the Limud HaTorah is Mekadishim, but the Torah itself, just like the Gemara says in Saita, Torah is megan, Torah protects a person from Averis, Torah will protect him from saying Lashon Hara. And if he's not Ma'aretz, he doesn't have that protection, at least he could have the Yashbel Daitoi, and if he's Mashbel Daitoi, he lowers his himself, and he works on his Gaiva, then he'll have less of a need to speak Lashon Hara. Maybe we could just be Mitzayin over here, the famous words of the Sefer Yetzirah. And Sefer Yetzirah, it says, Perek Beis, Mishnah Dalet over there, Ein b'toivo l'mayla ma'oineg, v'ein b'ro l'mata minega. There's nothing greater in a certain way than oining, than pleasure, and there's nothing more negative or ra than nega. The same oisius, nega or oinig. It's brought down with shame, the goin, the Rephaim Zalman Golias, that he brought from the Zoya Kaddish, that when the menuga, somebody has in the goyim, he does tshuva from his avinus, and he's misrapi mitzaratoi, and he gets healed, he's hoifeich, he turns the nega lo oinig. And that's how he explained and teached the pasuk v'nele hofach hanega es enoi. Hanega es enoi means the ayin. The ayin was not nepach, did not turn from its place at the end of the word, which is nega, to the beginning of the word, which is einig. And if a person is zeicha to do tshuva from his nega, and to do tshuva in Lashon Hara, what caused the nega, then he's mahapich the nega to einig. It's a kiyum of the words of the Sefer Yetzirah, that ein b'toiv l'mayla mi'einig, Vein berol amatim nega. From nega could come einig. We could possibly add and say that there's a deeper message here, that the nekuda of lehofach hanegas einoi is because all Lashon Hara is totally in the ayin, in the eye, the way it looks and is mistakel on happening situations and on people. If he has an ayin toiva and he's always looking in a positive way, so then he does not come to Lashon Hara. But if he's always a nargen, he always sees the negative, the shlili, he always sees what's not good, then kamad is batuach that will come with a sipa Lashon Hara. Mel, the pasuk is saying, lehofach hanega es eino, his ayin. If his ayin turns l'toiva and not chas v'sholom l'ro, then he's mahapich the nega to oinig. Because then his life is not a life of nega, his life is a life of oinik. Bechlal, he'll be protected from sipa Lashon Hara, and he will speak only diburim toivim. And bechlal, then his life also will be better because he'll always be focused on the positive instead of the negative. In the next Gemara, we find what seems to be a chiddush gadol. Rav Acha, Rav Chanina, Oimer, Siper, Ein Loi Takana. If he speaks Lashon Hara, there's Takano Eitza. Shkrar Kors, David, Baruch HaKodesh, Nemer, Yachris Hashem, Kol Sitzi Chalokka, Is Lashon Deberz, Kedoylois. Ela, Ma Takanos, Ishla, Yovali, Lashon Hara, In Tamad Chochum, Yasek, Betere, Mahoretz, Yashbol, Daitai. So first, from this Gemara's mashma, that the previous Gemara held, that Kol Mesapel, if you speak Lashon Hara, Ma Takanos, it means that that's Taka the Eitza as an antidote, not just a preventative measure. And the Talmud Chacham should be Oisik B'Torah that takes away the Lashon Hara. Not just it prevents Lashon Hara. But secondly, we see a Gevaldik HaChiddush here. What does it mean that Siper Ein Lei Takana? Chavetz Chaim and Shmir Saloshin Shara Torah, Perek Aleph and Nagah asks, that what does the Gemara mean, Siper Ein Lei Takana? If he's Mevakish Mechila, if he asks forgiveness, and Mephias, his friend, and his friend was Meichel, so Lecher is Mesakin Nechet. Elamai, his friend, was not Makal Mechila. So what's the Libra Torah going to help to prevent Lashon Hara from Aveiros Menon L'Chaveri? Even Yom Kippur is not Mechaper. Achirat is Chaveri. So what does it mean that Sipra Emle Takana? The Chavetz Chaim is Mazbrin that in Isser Lashon Hara, there are really two Kilkulim. There are two terrible things that come out of speaking Lashon Hara. First of all, the fact that you Mechalkel, you Ma'aves is Chaveri. You caused him harm. You caused him damage. You said something negative about him. You caused him pain. Or you might have caused him financial loss. Or you made people look at him in a negative way. on that, zichen no mechila until you mefayis him, and he says mochaloch. Avadet aveir benamlech aveiroi. But Zokter Chavetz Chaim, besides that obvious kilkul, there's another kilkul with that, that you're poigem the koyach hadibur. Your koyach hadibur, your speech went down from its original madrega. On that, there's a machlekes amaroim. Rav Chama holds, since you're oisik in Torah constantly, you mekadesh your koyach hadibur ayidei oisik ha-Torah, which the koyach hadibur was neifa from its madrega through Lashon Hara. With the speaking, with the learning Torah now with your mouth, you're misakin that. You're merapa, you heal the pegam haloshin. Avadi, you are not misakin the chelik of non lechaveri for day after mirasis chaveri. But you at least are being misakin this chelik that the kedushas hadibur was restored to its original place through using the loshin for limud haTorah. The pez being now used for limud haTorah. That's what Rav Chama is explaining. Rav Acha holds that this person that was not mafayis chaveroi, with that he caused him pain with his lashon hara, so he was the pegam of his lashon could also not be nisrap by limud haTorah, even with limud haTorah, and it's going to be nichras. It's only if you misaken the chelik v'nam lachaveroi, then you can be merapi the pegam of lashon ayidei limud haTorah. So that's what he said. That's what Rav Acha, Rav Chanina Omer Siper, once he spoke lashon hara, ain't like takana. There's no takana. There's no way to correct it, even with limud haTorah. Shivka karsi dab roch hakodesh. Until you misaken the chet of inon lachaveroi, you can't use limud haTorah to mekadesh the dibur. Elamat takanasi that limud haTorah could prevent you from future lashon hara, but it can't take away the previous begam. You have to first misaken the chel of inon lachaveroi. And then it'll be Nisrapi, the Begam HaLoshen, through the Limud HaTorah. We know with the Chavetz Chaim quotes, and Chavetz Lvovitz says that if a person speaks Lashon Hara, so he's Poigem, his Dibur, and then it causes that the Diburim of Kedusha, of Torah and Tefillah that are spoken afterwards with his Loshen, with his tongue, that they're not Oil Lamaila. So we see that there's a Begam and a Dibur intrinsically that's caused through the Sipur of Lashon Hara. And that, in order to misaken it, according to this Madama, you first have to misaken the Chet of Inon Lachaveri. It's a Chet of Inon Lachaveri has to be Mesukan, and then afterwards you can go ahead and Mekadosh Dibur again. Interesting that the Ber Maim Chaim, in the end of Klal Dalid, says that according to Rav Acha, he says a different mahalach. He says, because since Lashon Hara is in the midst of Inom L'chaveroi, if a person's accustomed to speaking Lashon Hara, he's for sure not going to remember who he spoke about. And he won't be able to memorize him, he won't be able to mefayas him. And therefore, it's a practical reason why Ein Lei Takana. Sipur Ein Lei Takana, because practically speaking, how is he going to do Lashon Hara? He won't be able to do, how's he going to do a tshuva on his Lashon Hara without being able to ask Mechila? He doesn't know who to ask Mechila from. I would like to add a very interesting ha'ara that I saw in the Agoyis Cheshik Shloima. He says, Matzasi v'elus tshuvis beis Shmuel, in the Chelek HaDrush in Parshat Mitzayra, that is bothered in the Gemara. The Gemara says, my takanosai, what's a takana of Mesapre Loshen Arim? Talmud Chochem Yask B'Toyra, Imam Aretz Yashpil Daitai. What do you mean, my takanosai? Even if it means that we're talking about preventing speaking Loshen Arim, like a Acha explained that my takanosi shle yovel de loshen hara im tamud chochem yasik v'teira. L'chayr, every person has bechira. Every person has free will choice to choose. He could choose to do toiv or lehepach chas v'shalom. So l'chayr, it's in his hands to be nizar from avera. What does it mean that my takanosi before the chet? It's an eitzah toiva maybe, but my takanosi keil that without limud haTorah it's impossible not to be nichshal in the avera of sipur loshen hara. A person has bechira. A person could choose not to speak Lashon Hara. So he says, brings from this Beis Shmuel, the Gevaldik of Pshat. The Gemara in the end of Maseches Bava Basra, Daf Kuf Samach Dalet, says that Lashon Hara is from the Averis, then Ein Odom Nitzol Mimenu Kol Yoim. The Gemara asks, Lashon Hara Sakadayit, the Gemara Savak Lashon Hara. But I'll call upon him, this is one of the Averis that it's almost impossible for a person not to be Nichshalin. So then the bechira is very difficult. It's almost impossible to be Nizar from this Chet. On that, the Gemara says, "My takanose they should be nisim the chet yasik b'toyer if he's a talmud chacham, or yashpul daite because ayidei zeh you'll be batuach if he's nisim the chet." So that the Gemara says, "Ain't all the nitzel men b'chayim." That means without limud haTorah. So if he's zeh, it's a gevaldik azach. It comes out that the Gemara is telling you the way to be boicher b'toyev. And Achanami, of course, a person can be Beicher B'toiv and be Nitzel from Averis. But Lashon Hara, you have to understand, and at least Avak Lashon Hara, is something which is impossible. if you want to protect yourself from not saying Avak Lashonara, you have to be Oisik B'Torah or you have to be Yashpil Daita. There's no other Eitzah. So you tell me, what about Bechira? This is your Bechira, to choose to do it through the way the Gemara teaches us, through Oisik B'Torah or through Yashpil Daita. Lefizeh, it's Miyushiv, the Marsha's Kasha. The Marsha asks over the end, Bava Basra, and that Gemara, in the end of Masech, Avkuf Samachdal, the Gemara that says, the Lashnaras and Averis, that a person on Nitzel Menah B'chol Yoyim, Frektim Marsha, then if that's the case, why is a person Nenash? Why does he get punished? He has no Bechira. Lefid Varein, Lefdecheshik Shleimva, it's understood. Because the Einish and Magil, he hasn't, gets punished because he should have been Isik Batero, he should have been Yashbil Daitoi. There is a Eitza, there is a way to avoid it. If you're Isik Batero, that's Matzali from Lashon Hara. If you're Isik, if you're Mashbil Daitoi, that's Matzal you from Lashon Hara. And the Fidecheshik Shleimva is Femfred, the Marshal's Kasha's half-leva fella. The Gemara at the bottom of the Amud says, "Hechi dami lishna bisha." What's an example of lashon hara? Rav Amar, different gersoyes can go into Amar. Ikanura be planya. There's a fire in this person's house. Omli abaya by some ikovit. What do you do bad? Give him yilsabalmahu. He says, "El demapi lishna bisha dom hecha mishtakach nura elo be planya dika bistur vekavri." You only find nura only be planya. What's the lashon hara of nura be planya? Rashi says the mashma ashu is wealthy. Always there's fire there to cook in his house. And when I ask, what's the Lashon Hara of that? It's a Gilim Milsa Ba'almo. You're not saying it, but Lashon Hara is just telling people where there's Ur. So the answer is, he's telling him where there's Ur, but he's telling him that there's always a lot of food. So what's that? So Marsha says that it means that he's a usher, he's a very wealthy person, and he always has a fire, and he always has food, but he's not Mahana Acher, doesn't give it away to others. That's Lashon Hara. But the Marsha says not mashma like that. It's mash just the fact that you say Nura Be Planya, that itself is the Lashon Hara. Saying it's very wealthy, that's Lashon Hara, and that because of that he eats a lot, he doesn't not mahana acherim, it's ikka chasim and asefer, doesn't say he's not mahana acherim. That's Lashon. He's just saying there's a lot of fire there. There's always fire, there's always cooking, there's always bistra vekavri. So the Marsha learns that it means that he's saying there's always an esh, there's always fire. It must be he's a ravson. He's a person who's always in lohot, achra achila. That's Lashon Hara. Possibly, there's no Lashon Hara Bechlal. Could be there's no Ra in saying a person's always has fire, he's always cooking, he's always eating. Maybe he has a guest and he's always cooking for them. He's doing wonderful things with it. But if through his Dibur will come out a damage or a Pachad, means a Noshim Neval Yal will come to his house, people are not good, will hear this and they'll come to his house and they cause some damage, that's also called Lashon Hara. The Rambam, Yidua, in Hilchos Deis, in Perek Zayin Halacha, says, the af ha-mesaper dvarim al chaveray, even when you speak words on your friend, shim yishmu oisam, if it's heard, yecholim ligroim nezik l'chaveray, they can cause damage to your friend, oy lo hotzer loy, or to cause him pain, oy lo afchidoy, or to cause him fear, to be afraid, hu bechla loshen hara. And therefore, this Gemara possibly is even a makar for the Rambam. If a person says, Ikan Nura be planya, be'etzim, it's not a gnai. He has a Nura, and he has a lot of a fire all the time, and he's cooking food all the time. But who said that's a negative thing involved? Maybe he's cooking food for guests, maybe he's doing good things, Ezekiel Bust of Recovery. But just that itself, saying it, people might hear it, and the wrong person might hear it. The wrong person will hear it, it'll cause him a damage. One has to be careful that a hezek or a tsar, or a hefsin mamin, or even a pachad, should not come out of your words to somebody else, and all that's nichlal in the issa of Lashon Hara.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Myra McClamis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.